ni ya Toyota ama Lexus iko yake WhatsApp.
Lexus ni ya Toyota. Ni executive car ya Toyota. Ningesema ina Maybach
na 9 series na bidii zingine za usiri.
Ni vile kuna Toyota, alafu kuna Honda.
Kama ndio vile na DRX na SDI ni almost twice the price of DRX.
Hivyo ni modifications za ndani. Lakini kama Honda Expedition na Honda X2.
Hi guys, my name is because you're hanging out with the one and only Mumbu are here on Spicy Sugar. Can you hear Karibu? If you're returning, what's up? How you doing? Mwekia wageni chai na wakaribisha vizuri. So today I have guests and who are car enthusiasts and we're just going to be talking about what surrounds their life, what makes it exciting. And yeah, I hope that you learn a thing or two. So let's get to the introduction.
I am David and we are honored to be on Mumbu's show. So today we will be talking about cars.
I'm Joseph. I love cars. That's simply why I'm here. And we hope that you all enjoy everything we talk about.
Yeah, I'm Collins. We're happy to be on this show. Yeah, thank you.
So just a question. Who is a car enthusiast?
Mimi naona car enthusiast tu ni mse anajua magari na anazipenda sema tu lifestyle ya mse.
According to me, a car enthusiast is someone like who makes cars part of his life, maybe their life, because nowadays we have car guys into this society. It's a big society by the way. And a car enthusiast is anyone who defines himself through the cars interacts with. Yeah, basically that. Unless you have another idea.
My own perspective. So according to me, a car enthusiast is maybe somebody who has like cars as their hobby. As in, cars are the way they have fun. Like, you simply see a nice car, as in, on the road, and it just simply makes you smile. Like, cars, like David has said, cars are like a lifestyle. Yeah, something like that. That's a car enthusiast.
Exactly. So, what does it mean to be a car enthusiast?
It means you're a car enthusiast.
No, actually, being a car enthusiast entails a lot because being a car enthusiast means appreciating the diversity of what everyone else is as an ideology about cars. You appreciate each other's cars. People have different tastes, and being a car enthusiast is about appreciating those different tastes, expressing your tastes through your car in the most elaborate way. I mean, it's communicating through your cars. Even if you don't own one, you can design one in your head.
Yeah, definitely. The cars you have now is kwa mgusa. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cars kwa miguu.
Yes, you see, our shoes have rubber.
Hapo kidogo umetudanganya, lakini it's okay.
Oh, wait, it's listen. Okay. Cars move on rubber, unless zile za steamer, we want that float on air, and our shoes have rubber. My soul is not made of plastic. Yeah, you see? Yes.
Yes. Pure rubber. And it's said that car enthusiasts are the least understood people. Is it true?
Misunderstood? Yeah,
least understood people. Wow. Is it true?
Elaborate.
As in, it's difficult. Drew, okay. In my perspective, I mean, it's like a car. And I feel the enthusiasm and I'm like, you can't even care. You get it because I get to figure my kelele.
The reason is, I think car enthusiasts, they understand more about all the car does. It's not just about getting from point A to point B. Where you might be looking at something like maybe how the car is shaped. To us, that's just nonsense, yeah? So we like what's under the hood. And, the car is shaped.
I hope
it's a bit.
No, I'm here to see your hood, dealer sweater.
Yes, your hood sweater. Yeah, it's a factor, but it's just like on the surface.
I think, Grace, what you're trying to say, is it only about cars or other perspectives in that surround the car enthusiast society?
Other perspectives.
Well, a car enthusiast life, maybe it looks like an engineer's life. Maybe most engineers, unless they have public relations skills like me, I don't know if I become an engineer. But for most enthusiasts, most of them are introverts. That's a fact. I accept for a few. And they speak through their cars. And maybe when you get to other aspects of life, it's hard to maybe, what they say, to get room to talk on the learning. Like, it's a challenge we have. I don't know if I'm exempted. Well, the English has refused. Yes, as in enthusiasts, you are too quite introvert, most of them. Na kitu wanaweza express nayo ni magari. And I think they do it to the best, actually, than most people who are extroverts and people who know how to speak.
Yeah. I think they do attract attention when you see a nice car passing by. There's no matter what I'm
Yes.
That's how they communicate. I'm around.
Yeah.
That's how they tell you they're around, yeah.
I actually have an example for that question. Like, say, I hear a straight pipe Subi passing, and I'm like, maybe I start jumping, or I'm all shouting or something, then somebody else who's next to me who isn't a car enthusiast will be like, why are you shouting? Like, why are you happy?
Why are you celebrating noise?
Yeah, why are you celebrating noise? Like, no, they don't understand. When you try to explain, it's like you're speaking nonsense, things that don't add up, you know. So, yeah, that's what the answer is. Something like that.
Okay, scared. Straight wipe in a pita, up on a computer to you.
Yes, actually, yeah,
that's why
you get over adrenaline.
Yeah. Get excited.
Yes.
Do you have any favorite brands?
Yeah. Brands like countries, cars.
You should just say Subaru is your best car.
I love Subaru. Subaru is my favorite car, you know. Like, Subarus just make my day, you know, out of nowhere. Subarus are everything. Subarus are what I eat, what I dream, what I, you know, think about.
Yeah, you eat Subarus for breakfast, you drink them for beer.
That's what I do. Yeah.
What about any other German machines?
German machines, definitely Beamers, nothing else.
Yeah, for people who do not know, Beamer is a BMW.
BMWs, yeah.
For M3 series, definitely.
Yeah, M3 series.
I don't know if I have any preferences, but I do like American muscle.
Why?
Well, yeah, just that.
Why?
Huh?
What was the thing?
Especially the meat ones, the bigger kilos.
He said he loves the American muscles.
Oh, I'm saying I'm a thing.
I do love, I don't, I just
said
my
don't.
No,
Michael. Okay.
Okay. We do not have to do now. Maybe Italian kiasi.
But I'm exactly Italian. No, just a
couple of Lamborghini and the likes. Lambo, Ferrari. Yeah, Alfa Romeo. Mostly because of the sound they produce.
Okay.
Yes. My favorite brand, number one, is always a Dodge.
American. Dodge.
It's an American muscle.
Yeah.
Smokes wheels. Woo! I just love that car. And you can see it's on top of the game in every aspect, but there's something just about Dodge. They push their limits. And that is why I love them. Okay, don't know, we're not supposed to explain why we love them. Then my other brand, which is a Japanese car, so is the Mitsubishi Evolution. It does not make noise, yes, but that thing performs like, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
Let's be a Toyota.
Yeah, and actually, One car I must have in my garage when I grow up. We are still babies, you know. It's a Toyota. Toyotas never die.
Toyotas never. What's your view on Toyota and Nissan? Then you meweza. You meweza.
In different aspects, Nissan also makes good cars. But Jose can agree. Do you? Nissan car that is celebrated every day, Nissan GTR, right? Yeah, but Toyota starting from Pro Box, that is a race car.
I like a race car, man. It's a lightweight.
No way, hey. What? You can now. Okay.
Yes, it has a lot of horsepower.
Pro Box.
Yeah, Pro Box is a race car. It's used in a place called Kenya, in America. I mean Meru.
In an hour, you talk a Meru at the Nairobi in like
airport.
2.5 hours.
It just flies there.
So, 2.5 hours.
Yeah. So I mean, Toyotas are good. Nissans are good. But one thing I must say, any car that you have, even though they may have different durability periods, the only thing that matters is how you take care of your car. Yeah. There are people who have all very old Nissans that are still intact, and some people are very new Toyotas that are already almost
beaten.
Yeah, it has beaten. Yes.
On that note, how long should one change their car?
Depends on your pocket. And how well you take care of your car.
Do you mean changing the car or servicing the car? Changing the car. Like today I have, let's say, what do you say? I have a Toyota, then tomorrow, if I buy a Dodge, I'm not going to change that car, of course. Definitely. Maybe just in upgrade to a better Dodge. But definitely, if you have a car, take the longest time you can have with it. Unless you have... Like, if you can as a generation, I don't know how to end up at home. These kids can take you anywhere. But anyway, it depends on your pocket, just as Devia Mesema.
So what's the public opinion about cars?
I think most people just see cars as a means of getting from one place to the other. Well, that's not really what... I don't know if I speak for everyone, but I don't think that's what we would... That's how we would see cars. You see us, we just want to burn rubber and do all sorts of stuff with them, not just from home to wherever we're going and back. Which is everyone, almost everyone's view.
Yeah, what I can say is, like David has said, people just like, you can end up in a gari because it's a car, something that will take you from one place to another, like when you're traveling or something. But to us, as in cars, to us are like human beings, you know. Some people just buy cars for the sake, but when you buy cars, you have to take care of the car. You know, this car is lacking something, something has worn out or something, you know. Like, just with some other people, as in a car, it's a machine. Well, it's a machine, but to us, it's way more than a machine.
It's a soulmate.
Yeah, it's your soulmate. Like, you feel the car, you understand the car, you can even communicate with the car, you know. And mnaelewana in a way, yeah, for real, like, yeah, there's a way mnapatana to have a catch.
Yeah, actually, people have different views about cars. The number one person will say the most basic use of a car is moving from point A to B. That applies in all aspects. Another person will say cars are a luxury, but then to us, cars are a lifestyle. Joseph just said, we define ourselves through our cars. I mean, you'll get your car, you'll stay with it, you'll talk to it by the way how you drive it, the commands that you give, it responds. And one thing I want to tell you, how to gari itawahi kukosea kama hujaikosea. Yes. As in, haiwezi kukosea kama hujakosewa. A car will never fail if you're taking good care of it. I mean, it's, how do you say, it's a companion, it's not just a... It's a pet, actually. It's my other big boy.
For no absolute reason.
Yes.
Isn't it one time to put
that? Just have your own time with your car.
Whatever you like. Yes.
Actually, wait. But then, apart from cars, there's a
certain opinion that people have about car enthusiasts, which according to me sometimes it's offensive. Yes, very offensive. Sometimes people think people obsessed with cars are people who are wasting money. You're not wasting money. You're trying to live our life. You're trying to live our lives to the fullest.
You should all agree. Yeah, no, yeah. You're not wasting money.
Kila mtu live life to the fullest. Wow. Maybe, yeah.
But now you only live once. Yes. Yellow. Hey, but there used to be a choir master.
Yeah, I can testify.
Yes, tomorrow I'll be back on studio talking about choir.
Now that you're talking about cars, will you care to differentiate between STIs and Evos?
Okay. So let the Evo people talk first.
No, Joseph, the STI was just mentioned the first one. Just talk on your behalf.
To me, let me just compare the two. According to me, like, Subis.
No, first of all, explain to them what is an STI, what is an EVO.
An STI.
We'll be left fighting each other here while there's a name.
Okay. An STI is a special car, an EVO is a good car. So that is what I can simply say.
Yes, Jose, you have failed the examination.
To put it into context, Nkama, Ronaldo, Messi. Yes. That way side, that way side. Now, the following is very strong.
Yes, now you have also failed the examination.
No.
STI is a car made by Subaru. It's Subaru Technica International. That's the meaning of STI. Yeah. It's a car made by Subaru. EVO is a series of Mitsubishi called the Mitsubishi Evolution. Yeah, and the last production of Mitsubishi Evolution is the Mitsubishi Evolution 10 or X. Yes. Now we can start fighting from there. Which one is better between the EVO and the Subaru?
No fight. Fight Leo. Tumesema ni kama Ronaldo na Messi. The following
is yes, no one fighting.
Yes, now Evo is the Cristiano, Messi is the Subaru.
Sami ni wa Messi sawa ni to go.
No, we don't interact football with
this football.
The only football I know. Football. I used to call it Chenga. No, Chenga. Yes, when you go running with the ball, with the right left. That is what we call Chenga.
Difference between German machines and American machines.
When are we done with the previous question?
Oh,
yeah.
But not
oh, it cannot
change
okay,
that.
Okay, lady, sorry.
Yes, you know, bana, what I learned from Pigania Nini, but all these cars have four wheels. They both have, how do you say, advanced technology in their driving. They both have engineers who made them. They are both Japanese, so they are both cars. It depends on what's your liking. If you like noise, if you like those yes, definitely be a Subaru guy. If you only like to run silently and go like a bullet.
Much deadlier.
Yes.
No, if you love style, you love speed, you love sound, like Subaru is the better looking car than an EVO.
Now we know.
The better looking car.
No.
Really?
I'm
better looking car.
I don't care about that. Give us.
Yeah.
We'll stand the car, you know.
This man is so cheap.
Yeah. Zote.
Okay, EVOs are easy to tune and to make them go fast. Subis are a little bit complicated. Like you have to put so much effort for a sub to go fast. EVOs unashika tu vitu, all of a sudden you're doing 500 HP. You know, for a Subaru to do 500, you've done a lot of work. Yes, and that is what makes it fun, you know.
Do you know that
you're just complicated myself?
It's hard to tune an EVO compared to
no. EVOs are easier to tune.
Now let me ask you a question. If EVOs are easier to tune than Subis, then why do you have more tuned Subis on the road than EVOs? I mean, EVOs are a very compact car. Tuning it is, how do you say, it's a very hard job. Actually, the first number one task of that makes an EVO very complicated is the engine on change.
it takes hours to change that old car. To be, I mean, evil, man. Evil. Evil too.
When you look at our country, we have more Subis than evils, right?
Yes.
And the most people who own the evils are the Indians.
People have money.
Indians, and yes. They have money.
The what they call them? Tycoons. Only tycoons.
No, it's just that they like a change of style, you know. The normal Kenyan anataka tu Subaru.
Eh.
Allowed car. Subarus are fun. They are easy to drive, you know. Evos zinataka Indians what to
no, no, you're taking yourself off. Bacha endelea kwanza, endelea kujifunga.
Subis all together are fun. That's it.
This is depend on a normal Kenyan.
Yes.
Yeah. Right from ukiwa katoto, unamboanga na kila mtu Subaru.
Because it's a legendary car.
No, it's a misconception.
It's a monotonous car. It's a legendary car.
Ukiambiwa Subaru, by the time you grow up, uta find out about Evo, which is the better car.
Yes. It's late.
No, I know you just say, when you grow up.
My first love was the Evo 10. When I was a little bit young, I used to love Evos. All my childhood, been quite in Evo, by the way. But then, I made this amazing car called a Subaru, and made me fall in love completely, stay with the Nuva, stay on the Nuva. You see, I used to love Evo.
Yes. No, just instead of growing up, you're growing being more of a child.
No, I'm growing up, by the way. I'm growing up.
Anyway, you don't have to figure out Mtungumi so that you can decide which case is better. All cars are good, yeah. Get what you love. Speak on Ngumi.
I also like the Evo 9 at the Kale.
Yeah, Evo 9.
Yeah, I like it.
I have the Evo 10. But Evos are good.
Yeah, Evos are good. Are good.
They are special. They are the best.
No, super special. Evos are good.
When I'm special.
Hey, a difference, yeah. Jawan machine na American muscle.
German machine na American muscles. I guess, let me start with the German. Germans are more luxurious, I can say. They're more luxurious, right? Now, American, I think, when I concentrate more on the power, what the car does, like that car, Americans, a simple rev in a shake the car, none.
The car shakes.
Boom. Yeah, because of the power bestowed, no. But Germans, they are fast, luxurious, expensive, guzzlers, all in that. CRT, I hear that I'm not much of an American fan, but they have small tanks, so you have to keep on fueling. Is it true?
That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
You have to keep on
fueling. Yes, because space your tank, you make sure an engine. The so engine.
You have big, like, production V8s, like the Dodge, the what? Demon. It has the fastest production engine.
It's the fastest production.
On a straight line.
On the strip.
Yeah.
Hata unajua inatumika na kulandisha hizi vitu za NASA.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
A Dodge is the only car that is used to guide a rocket ship coming to land.
But wow. On a street race, that car can be smoked by so many other cars. That's true.
Now, on the street
Dodge.
That is the key.
No. Let's talk about it.
Come on, Janini.
Kuna Dodge, but you have to change. There's a Dodge Demon, but there's a Dodge Hellcat. And it's very lethal.
Hellcat. I'm talking about the Demon.
Demon is for the street line.
No cars.
Demon is for drag racing. Yes. And guiding what those things coming from the
NASA or something.
This is kitoko kwa Mungu
zikikuja. Yeah.
Yes. Devi.
Hey.
German.
Tell us which German machine you've driven.
Only the Benz.
Yes.
200.
And what's your take on German machines?
I think they offer a nice, comfortable ride. Even though I noticed some a little turbo lag, yeah. But me, I got to some
long turbo lag. Yeah.
Yes, but we can Google what is turbo lag.
Happens with
yes. Now,
no,
WRX. German machines are cars made in German, American muscles,
ni gari zimeunga. They made in America. They look power. And they're stable. And German machines are luxurious, just as it. The only German machines I've interacted with is the Volkswagen, but Beetle. The 2015 model, that is good.
Ukiangalia American muscle hivi unakanga ikikapu cost kitu kanga.
Nini?
Kitu kaa aseme Mustang.
A Mustang, it will depend which Mustang is it. A Mustang EcoBoost is very cheap. In Kenya, you're getting at 5.2. A Dodge Demon. Current price $560,000. How much money is that? 56 million. 56 million Kenyan shillings. It's not expensive. So expensive. A Dodge Demon. Current price of a Dodge Demon.
Okay. Can you train the master as a diamond plus
CMC? Yes. Definitely. There's a certain guy, but he's not here now. He's just the way Jose is a diehard fan of Subaru. He's also a diehard fan of Mustangs. And that guy can punch you in the face just because saying a Dodge is better than a Mustang.
Why don't you muscle car people love like the old muscle cars like Marshall B, 1996?
No, the old muscle cars were good. Starting apart from the Camaro, man.
Hey,
but that is a disappointment. How was it even made? But Kitambo, it looks good. Camaro's Kitambo, the SS Camaro was
SS,
good.
SS, like in all movies you'll find that.
Banner.
Mm.
But nowadays, they are still using the engines they were using in 1970.
Yes.
Banner then. But you see, maybe the drivers of Chevrolet, maybe they also grew old. They cannot match the speed on the highway. But Camaros look good. Chevrolets look good, but yeah, Blazer. Now, yes,
that big is
an SUV.
Yeah,
but they don't last. Limpo, it performs good, but they don't last.
So you mention SUV. SUV.
An SUV is a sports utility vehicle.
Example.
That Trailblazer you are talking about.
Indeed.
It's a common Prado.
Prado, it's
Prado, Range Rover,
whatever.
Okay. Then a difference here, manual automatic, the Tiptronic.
Manual. David Elizabeth.
My English is
kuna manual, kuna pia sequential.
Yes. Manual, it is what people call ile gari ya kuweka ngea. The one that you're always putting the clutch and doing the hand this way, this way. Yes. That is the best one you can ever drive. We have automatic car where you just put the drive mode. You put your legs on the accelerator and brake and sleep and take the heat to a boss and simply die. Then there's the Tiptronic. It's a combination of an automatic and a manual. You can drive the car in automatic mode. You can also override that mode and use
the flappy part.
Yes. You've heard the Formula One, those things they do, the fingers behind the steering wheel.
I wonder they do this when you see this.
Yes, but the Tiptronic also don't have clutches.
Okay, so this guy is starting a YouTube channel. So you watch Kumutejinat channel.
Oh, the channel. Yeah, the channel. Actually, before you say the name, that's a really big step for us. So, yeah, it's a really big step. We need a lot of cars to vlog about. The name of the channel is Wheels and Mods. Wheels and Mods. It's a really cool name. It's actually an American name, not a Kenyan name.
However, we are Kenyan.
We are Kenyans. We went out there because, like, we have big dreams. We want, like, a worldwide thing, something international, you know?
You want manufacturers?
Yeah.
Come and ask us.
You can't say you can't stay local. You even want sponsors and stuff.
Yes, and actually, apart from vlogging about cars, we want to maybe what they say create a club and unite the car society.
Yeah.
There are most people there who are interested about cars. They don't have a platform to express themselves, interact the cars with the cars, something of that sort, and will involve many things. Not only about reloading, but how to handle your vehicles, how to come easy. Yes. Yes, that lorry was a car passing here. Lorry was a car. It was a muscle car.
So, you may summarize my suggestion. Last question, last but not least, 5-word advice for someone interested in your kind of work.
In our kind of work.
Word of advice. Just be interested in what you want to do. I think if you're interested, you'll get everything right and commitment. Yeah.
Interest. So, like, we are different in the world. We love different things. We have different interests. So, what you love, what you're interested in, like, put your everything at it and things will work out. Yeah. And also, yeah, always remember God in everything you do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to follow the instructor's rules. Only 5 words. And only have 5 words to whoever wants to get into whatever we're doing. And it's a song. Do what makes you happy. Those are 5 words actually. Do what makes you happy. Even to eat, get into it. Have the interest. Don't give up. It's not easy, by the way. Utakosa pesa, utakosa gari za kufanya review.
Understood. There are also people who hate car enthusiasts a lot.
Like,
if you have let's say in other countries, people who live in quiet estates and you have a
loud car. You are going too far. End up
in Nairobi, just in Nairobi, and you have a loud car, my friend. Hey, you'll always be in big trouble.
But then you see, there's something called a cold start.
Yeah, cold starts are really loud and stuff. And there's also what people talk about death, you know, like when you drive fast, you're going to die. That's what other people who aren't car enthusiasts, that's what they think about that. But what I can say is, let me give you an example of Lewis Hamilton and a legend we had, Harari legend we had in Kenya, Ian Duncan.
Yeah,
rolling cars and crashing and whatever and wrecking cars never stops the guy Ian Duncan from winning races. And blowing and whatever, rolling cars, crashing never stops Lewis Hamilton.
You forgot their Subarus throwing their pistons.
Yeah. No. That's normal. That is what they do. When Subarus break down, when your Subaru breaks down,
and they throw pistons.
That is what makes it a Subaru. That's the fun in a Subaru. Yeah, so as in death, don't be scared of death. Say we'll all die one day. Yeah.
Yes, but
just do you.
Even though you may say don't be scared of death, please drive responsibly.
Yeah, drive responsibly.
Yes, nikikutana driving irresponsibly, me ntakutusa.
Yeah, like that is stupid.
Yes, this driving irresponsibly, but there's also speeding irresponsibly.
Yeah.
And unnecessarily.
You can afford it.
So yeah, that's all for today. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Yes.
I think you got something to take home. So yeah, seem to subscribe, like, and comment. I think the channel starts in...
In 1 month's time, our channel will be aired. Yes. You will see us there. Yes.
I'm going to leave you land with some other.
Yes, we also have a guest, by the way.
Yes.
She's a Subaru guy. A Subaru Forester fan.
Sign out.
Good people.
And tell us how you love Subarus.
My name is Gloria Nakira Subaru. Okay, Napida Subaru Forester.
Yeah, that's it for today. Yeah, excuse me.
Bye. Hi guys, my name is because you're hanging out with the one and only Mumbua here on Spicy Sugar. If you're new here, karibu. If you're returning, what's up? How are you doing? Wekea wageni chai, niwakaribishe vizuri. Recently, I saw a post on suicide and it was a question where people were being asked if you had a chance or if you could commit suicide without hurting the people you love, would you do it? And the answers were quite shocking because majority of the people said yes. And this got me wondering, why would you want to take your own life? You see, life is a gift and it's not like any other gift that you're given any other day. Like, hii umepatiwa na mwenyewe, siku ataitaka, atakujia. Una get? Like, are you getting my point? Yes. It is not like any other gift. You have been given life by God. And as long as He needs you to be on earth, He will continue staying on earth until He's done with you. So, I know life isn't as easy as sometimes we wish it would be. But the beauty about life isn't that it will be smooth or things will work out as we planned. It's not about what we have or what we don't. It is the decision that you make first thing in the morning. It is the zeal that you have towards achieving something. Whether you are in a bad situation, whether you're going through something hard, whether the sun has not shone, the sun has not risen, or it has, it is simply the zeal to wake up each morning. I don't know if I am making sense. The beauty about life is like when a baby starts walking. The small steps that it takes and the journey begins. So life is a journey. And I'm just going to give you a highlight in the journey of a cancer patient, because last month was Cancer Awareness Month. Hypothetically speaking, today I walked into any hospital and I decided to go for cancer screening. And I'm there. They have taken the test and they tell me to come for my results in like a week or two. So after 2 weeks, let's say, I'm back and I'm here for my results. And then instead of them giving my results, they tell me the doctor will give you your results. So at that moment, I start suspecting something's going on. Inaanza kushuku. So, ningia kwa daktari, and obviously, doctors just don't go straight to the point. But akupigisha story. And then, he tells you, or she tells you, it is sad. And then they tell you, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you have been diagnosed with cancer. I'm like, sayo mingi kwa tu, what? Repeat? And then he repeats. So alafu akapana niambia, don't tense, don't panic, we're going to get through this. I'm just going to give you a treatment plan. You decide which one you want to take. Misi akili yangu ina the rate at which as in the rate at which no make sense ata say akili yangu imeshaenda. I'm even planning my own burial. Hadi nishaanza kujitayarisha vile nitaenda kuambianga wazazi wangu vile mimi ni mgonjwa. So I'm there. I'm just wondering like, what if I start this treatment and I don't get well? I just have a lot of questions. I'm just like, so you just give me, ama ni kama wanyi wanaendanga wanambiwa you have 5 days to live.
na sio mtu alikuwa amesema vile hiyo mwaka atafanya hivi na hivi na hivi, na ameambiwa kuna 5 days. Hapo ndo unasikianga mtu uruka akili. And then the doctor is just there anakuambia you're going to get through this. Long story short, things go as in tunaanza treatment and things just go my way. Napona and I'm back to normal. If you have ever seen a cancer patient, any cancer patient, me, any type of cancer, you know that the journey isn't easy. Because at some point, you are not able to recognize them because either their skin ime wrinkle ama nywele ishaanguka ama ama they're too skinny to be recognized. Yeah, exactly. So, with that small story, that small highlight, it's just the same. Life is not aitakuwa rahisi ati utapata kila kitu unataka. Ni kama vile huyo cancer, like for example, you're in that difficult situation. So tuseme wewe ni huyo cancer patient ambaye you're sick. So there you decide whether you're going to battle it or it is going to battle you. Hapo ni wewe uamue. So ukidecide itaku battle, you will definitely hapo you have just given in. Umeshasema mimi sikwezani. Usha surrender. But if you're courageous enough to fight and stay strong, no matter whatever comes your way, you will surely make am I making sense today? You will surely get there. Yes. So I don't know. By the way, that being said, I was told that before someone decides to commit suicide, wanakuanga washapatiana clues. So don't be blind enough not to see what somebody else is going through. And if you see something, just be kind enough and lend a shoulder or a hand. Msaidie tu. Uwezijua, labda hiyo ndo purpose yako kwa maisha. Uwezijua by the way. So, usikuwe cruel, because people are dealing with a lot of stuff. And the world itself is cruel. So don't be cruel, just be kind. Na wewe huyo mwenye unataka kujua, if you think killing yourself is going to let you off the burdens of the world, you are just cheating yourself. Mimi, teacher wangu wa Sunday school, alikuwa anatuambia, unaona watu wenye wajua wanaendanga hell. Na vile alikuwa anexplain hell, ilikuwa inakaa tu place ho. Huwezi taka kukaa. So, just don't do that. Kutakuwa na times two suffering. So yes, my point is the beauty about life is not that the beauty about life is not about what's wrong or what could have been or what should be. It is that eventually everything gets better and you have a beautiful story out of it. So hang in there. Just be patient. And by the way, even ata kama wewe hautaki kujua, but they appreciate the presence of someone when they are still there. Because sooner or later, people are leaving us. You never know. Unaweza umepiga story na mtu vizuri, asubuhi mnasikia alilala na kuamka. Unaona? So value the presence of someone when they are still there. Tell that person you love unampenda. Kama anapenda flowers, enda umnunulie. Ikwe mamako, ikwe bako, ikwe stako, ikwe uyo tu. Huyo. Any person. By the way, you just appreciate the people in your life. Yes. Na nimewambia, the beauty about life is that it gets better. So, Next time, if you feel worthless, disappointed, hopeless, depressed, stressed, remember that the beauty of life is that it gets better. So keep on keeping on. Yes, I just hope this was sensible enough and that you will share it to anyone who needs to hear this, to everyone, actually everyone you know, and will learn to be kind to each other, because you never know what the other person is going through. So just be kind and hang in there. I hope mumeskia. So see you next time. Bye.